government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Live back in the ATX, thank God. Returning from D.C. and Maryland for CPAC, I am your host on this Sunday, March 1st, 2020 Global Transmission. Well, my advice to President Trump is this. Beware the Ides of March. And I was thinking that yesterday afternoon when I was looking up at Leap Year Day, February 29th, and I sat back and I went, beware the Ides of March. And I didn't watch Saturday Night Live last night. In fact, I went to bed pretty early after going to one of my friend's 50th birthday parties with my children. But as I laid there in bed, I thought, beware the Ides of March. And then I got up this morning, the video's up on Saturday Night Live, and they're making threats about Julius Caesar and the Ides of March and how they're coming after President Trump. Right as the whole impeachment fraud fell apart, I kept asking a question over and over again because I follow patterns. And I said, the globalists are going to launch their new attack within 2 weeks. Will it be economic collapse? Will it be a new war? Will it be a bioweapon? I said, is it Corona, back when it was not being hyped like this? I said, whatever it is, 2 weeks. And just like night follows day and day follows night, it's the virus. Now, I want to explain something. I know the listeners know this. This is why you tune in. You've seen the track record. My North Star is telling the truth. And I don't ever hype something up unless I really think it's of great concern. And so there are two camps out there, and there shouldn't be. There's a camp saying that the virus is a total hoax and is no big deal and is a total fraud. And there's a camp saying it's the end of the world, Armageddon. And that's the communist Chinese, the UN, and others who are very suspect. And Italy's run by socialists now. All these socialist countries are the ones lining up with martial law plans. And there's Trump saying it's not a big deal because he sees the globalists trying to use it. But see, you got to think 3D, 4D chess. I'm sure the president is. If they know it's worse than the president knows, they get him to say it's no big deal to save the stock market, a laudable goal. And then it is worse. They can then position it to say it's all his fault. And we've been wargaming that for over 4 weeks, and exactly what we have said has come true. Just exactly, because that's what we do. We war game stuff. We don't get on high directives on what to say from the globalists or from Trump or anybody else. We've taken your calls, and you've contributed greatly to that, massively. So tomorrow, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. We have several guests popping in. But this whole week, I'm really going to try to dedicate to callers to get your take on all this. But I want to explain this again, and David Knight said this really well on a Thursday show, because I was up here yesterday working, and they were rebroadcasting what was Thursday shows. He explained this, so was Mike Adams, that the supply side, supply chain crisis, and China being total ghost towns for a month, and now spreading to other countries, whether the virus is really dangerous or not, the response is on. It's happened, and they have announced on CNBC that the economy is screwed. We're in a recession. The globalists are using it to bring down the economy. That is a fact. And that's why people gut level are concerned, clearing off shelves around the country, is because they gut level know it's big. It doesn't mean the virus is big, but it means something big. A big move is taking place. And we've been dead on yet again.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I told you a month ago that you would end up seeing panic buying and grocery store shelves cleaned out. I told you more than a month ago you'd end up seeing martial law scenarios and major city shutdowns across the globe. And now it's all happening. Why is it happening? Because communist China is the globalist beta test for everything that globalist-controlled countries engage in. And so when I saw Trump endorse what Xi Jinping was doing a month ago, I'm not attacking the president. I said, sir, danger, 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 Will Robinson. Because we knew the hype was being used by the authoritarians to crack down. So I said then, I don't know how deadly this virus really is. I don't know how communicable it really is. But I said, this is going to attack the world economy. This is an attack on President Trump. This is an attack on America. And so the supply chain attack is real. Whether the virus is deadly or not, we know it's deadly, but super deadly, you can leave up to debate. But the response and the hysteria and the way the media unified and the way all these governments around the world unified, except the United States, we did it first. And I was dead on. I'm sorry. It's just true. It's scary, actually. That's why they want us off air. Saying, Mr. President, I'm not sure what's going on, but this is over a month ago, but you're endorsing Xi Jinping and this crackdown. Something big's happening here. And then when the president started to say, we're not going to let flights from China come in anymore, from select cities, and the UN and China said, how dare you, racist, evil, white person. I went, wait a minute, China's shooting people at checkpoints. They've got most of their cities shut down. The UN's endorsed that. Why are we bad if we control some flights? So then I went, okay, it's for sure. This is after our economy. This is after President Trump. Look at the CDC telling him it's no big deal and not a problem. He was finally getting it, but I went, but it's bigger than that. When it becomes a problem, then they're going to say he didn't respond properly to it. And ladies and gentlemen, 3 days ago, it's like they flipped a light switch. Every radio show that's national, that's establishment, newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all the usual suspects. I've got dozens of reports right here. You've all seen them. President Trump caused this. President Trump didn't do enough. President Trump's trying to cover it up. And so conservatives who know Trump's under attack go, well, I don't believe CNN. I don't believe MSNBC. It must be a hoax. So they start asking us, hey, what are you doing attacking the president? Because you're saying it's serious. Yes, I'm saying it's serious. Because of how the whole media is unified, how they use it for martial law in Italy and China and now all over the world, Switzerland, all over. Clearly, this is a big global move. People better get ready. See, we're all sold on it's either totally a hoax or it's the most deadly thing since the Black Plague or Ebola. Well, wait a minute. What about globalists have released it? It's man-made, so scientists see it and get scared. It does kill some people. It does spread very easily. And so because we see this giant freak out overseas, we know something big is coming. This is an attack on the global economy. You give globalists control of nation states, you give them control of the whole world, they will then use that power to create a global crisis so they can offer a global solution. And that's really what's happening. Not what the media says. It's either a total hoax and nothing's going on and it's all made up, or it's the most deadly thing we've ever seen. No, it comes out of communist China. It's man-made. That gets confirmed quickly. We have the signatures. Obama transferred it to China 2015. It shows up in December. Turns out the Chi-Com's covered it up. We reported that first. Now it's confirmed. And then it's used to bring down the global economy. And then the global media points at Trump and doesn't just say, oh, look, the economy's down. Don't elect Trump now, which they've all been salivating and hoping for and crossing their fingers for. But now it's his fault when he doesn't respond properly when it really tanks. And that's why we've been saying the president doesn't just need to say day one, it's not a problem at all. He needs to say, worst case scenario, we're going to be okay. Here's the mitigating factors. So they can't claim that and they can't say that. And then we learned the NIH wouldn't send out the kits a month ago. And that's now been confirmed. They hid this from the president. So, of course, the president's 100% right. The Democrats have weaponized this. They're trying to use it to take the economy down and blame him. Absolutely. They admit they are. I'll play clips in a moment. And Rush Limbaugh's totally right. The media is so evil to salivate and hope this brings down the economy and the deaths of people can be used. I mean, this is just disqualify their party from even being a party anymore. They are just the worst opportunists the planet's ever seen. They are tone deaf. They have no idea how they're even acting. But see, the media is spinning it like, oh, if you think the media is wrong for saying Trump's wrong, you're with Rush Limbaugh or vice versa. No, we're analyzing that we've never seen a UN global shutdown like this and an attack on an economy and huge cities locked down and China using it as a way to show America. You know, if China just shut its factories off, that would piss their employees, their workers and the stockholders off. If China, here's the big enchilada right now. Because it's all coming together as we war game it, isn't it? Every angle. If China just shut their economy down and they just lost a big trade war with America, they've been in a 50-year trade war with us. We didn't even know it was happening because the globalists sold us out. But if they then release a virus they bought from Obama that they know is not super lethal but does kill some people and spreads fast, it'll scare the hell out of folks. They could push a vaccine later and make money off that as well. And then out of that, they can shut down their factories and order the city shut down, order no one to go to work in all their major industrial sites, and then that kills the global supply chain. They've just checkmated Trump in America, and you know that's what they did. They did it with the deep state, with the UN, coordinated with the EU, who were all on board to create the hysteria and fear, bring down the economy worldwide, and then say, President Trump and America. And people that questioned when it's obviously overblown, well, it's their fault. That's why we said get prepared. That's why we said get ready, because there's going to be runs on the food and there's going to be hysteria and there's going to be major stock market problems. We hope we can defeat this globalist move, but we've never seen anything like this and we've been proven totally correct. So I'm not going to sit here while anybody misdirects or distracts from what we said. That, oh, Jones says the virus is super deadly, but Limbaugh says it's no problem. And so when the stock market starts tanking, which it has, it's our fault for saying, hey, get ready. We said get ready because it is man-made in a lab. Obama transferred it to China on record, mainstream news, 2015. There was a big debate about it. It's now been released, and the media doesn't want to debate about how it's man-made and who released it and who stands to gain from it. Who has the means? Who bought it? Who wants to win the trade war? Who's pissed? Who can shut their people down and treat them like slaves and prop up their stock market because they're totally rigged while hurting ours? China and the UN and the globalists that put them in charge and set them up to rule the new century. This is World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. The Pentagon calls it that. I agree with that assessment. The Defense Intelligence Agency and others. This is World War IV. Right now, we're living it. And now, on March 1st, it all came into view. Do I support the president? 100%. Is he looking at a lot of complex calculus? Absolutely. Do I stand with him? Yes. But we're going to walk through the third way here, what's really happening. Not the two fake points we're told, but the synergy, the dialectic, the real rock bottom. And InfoWars is that radar and that sonar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There can no longer be any doubt. The coronavirus is the globalist weapon to take out the nation states and President Trump and to create a global crisis out of which a global solution of total planetary government will be announced. The UN said decades ago they'd use a global pandemic for a takeover. A global problem needs a global solution. This is their answer to Bolsonaro in Brazil and to President Trump here and to the Brexit in the UK and what's happening in Europe. This is it. And so you could see it when the communist Chinese locked down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, more than 20 major cities, hundreds of towns. Now it's up to almost a billion people not allowing their factories to operate to create a supply chain shutdown to then devastate the U.S. economy, and then China comes back. Because China knows that by the time we build up our industry again, we won't be dependent on them. They know that's Trump's plan. And so before that happens, they are striking back. This is economic warfare, World War IV is what it's called. And now it's all confirmed. That's why they did it all. That's why they created all the fear. They knew that we would all watch this, see this, and go, well, there's no reason a government's going to do something this big. They've had other outbreaks, and the flu kills millions a year. Why? Because they want you to know something's big. And deep down, you know it's big because this is 21st century warfare, fifth generational, sixth generational warfare, psychological warfare, people running around, spraying everyone with toxic poison antivirals. A huge martial law drill by communist China, which is the globalist model of one-child policies, depopulation, everything. And we told you the Democrats would then blame it on Trump. And now they've done that, ladies and gentlemen. The first clip is Bill Maher Friday night on HBO saying it would be worth it. This is the guy that salivated once a depression, a stock market crash to stop Trump. Here he is.
All right, Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes, and we shouldn't wish
for it. It's worth it.
But I mean, a recession's always possible. I don't see any particular reason to think that it's likely. I think, you know,
really?
That,
aren't we overdue for one just the cycle of economics?
This is such a misconception. People sort of feel like, oh, you know, well, about every 8 years or something, you're supposed to have it. Recessions don't come because they're due. Recessions come because there's some sort of overheating, something goes wrong in the economy, like...
Recessions come because the globalists are manipulating and rigging the markets, and everybody knows it, and it's on record. We have unlimited growth potential. Now, there he is salivating. I have like five clips that aren't even on my list. You all saw them. MSNBC, CNN going, this is great. We'll finally get him. We're going to play some of them here. Here he is on the same show, Bill Maher. When he talks, that's a globalist mouthpiece. So it's like Satan's puppet, his little sitting on his lap, what are those things? Ventriloquist dolls. So here he is talking about Trump wants the virus for martial law. So here's Trump playing it down, not to hurt the stock market, because he gets the globalists are trying to hype this up. He sees America's enemies hyping it. So he plays it down, and then Bill Maher says he wants martial law. Here it is.
This Axios poll has Bernie losing to Trump, but closer than all the other Democrats, 47 to 50 nationally. He beats him in Pennsylvania by 4. Look, all these pundits who I hear say things like, well, Bernie will lose 45 states. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You never know. We never know. You're the same people who said Trump wouldn't even get the nomination. You don't know. What we don't know is Bernie needs a revolution to show up. He needs people who have never voted before. Now, they are not showing up in those numbers in the primary, but we don't know. But now, since Trump, I think, is not going to leave anyway, might as well run Bernie. He's not. And by the way, when the virus gets bad, he's going to declare martial law. Watch that.
Oh, my God.
That could happen. That could totally happen.
Your point about...
Now, they just told you what's really happening. They want to create martial law. All the globalist countries have basically declared martial law in one or more areas or nationwide. He's telling you Trump trying to stop hysteria and martial law is the one wanting martial law. So Rush Limbaugh is totally right when he says this virus is a bunch of hype in its current configuration. He doesn't get into the fact that it's man-made. He doesn't get into the fact that Obama sold it to him. He knows all that. He doesn't want to create fear. But the hype over it is 100% real. And it looks like the virus is pretty deadly, too. But I agree, not as deadly as the flu. Maybe more deadly for Asians. We're not sure. It doesn't matter. Because the globalists have pushed this as the end of the world to bring down the economy. So it doesn't matter. That's how I could tell you a month ago, get food. They're going to start clearing store shelves. And I've got a stack of news, mainstream news from Alabama to Texas to New York to Hawaii. The store shelves are empty of essentials because the UN and the whole media is pushing the PSYOP. People ask me, well, why are you joining it? I'm not. I'm saying it's a PSYOP wave. Get ready for it. We don't know about the virus, but now there's starting to be deaths. Now it's starting to spread. And the way it was denied by the White House before will then create more hysteria when the media starts hyping the fear. So I'm trying to figure out how to explain this as simply as possible. Here's Rush Limbaugh. He's absolutely right about the media. You just saw some of it salivating over the coronavirus. Here it is.
Folks, this coronavirus thing, I want to try to put this in perspective for you. It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus. What, you think I'm wrong about this? You think I'm missing it by saying that's... Yeah, I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks. The drive-by media hype of this thing as a pandemic, as the Andromeda strain, as, oh, my God, if you get it, you're dead. Do you know what the... I think the survival rate is 98%. 98% of people who get the coronavirus survive. It's a respiratory system virus. It probably is a Chi-Com laboratory experiment that is in the process of being weaponized.
So there he goes and tells you the Senate had a secret hearing last week. We're going to cover it. They know what it is. Okay, we'll tell you next hour. Rush knows. But he's trying to play down 2% dead. The flu kills less than 0.1%. So this is a big deal. But here's the control corporate media salivating over it that we told you was coming a month ago. Here it is. Here's CNN.
Yeah, the thing which I kept thinking about here is that clearly this is a potentially huge problem for Donald Trump. At the same time, though, do Democrats have to be careful in how they use this sort of health emergency to attack the president?
Well, I think they're actually in pretty solid footing to go after the president on this, mostly because there aren't heads at the CDC and the National Institutes of Health. He's cut funding there. I really think that his lack of response, Donald Trump's lack of response to getting in front of this looks very similar to what actually happened in China, where you act like it's not a problem, and then you respond quite late, and then maybe you put a Vice President Pence in charge who's not a medical doctor.
Stay there. We're going to come back with the rest of this, folks. This is a total setup. We're proven right again.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I've had the former head of the State Department Psychological Warfare Operations, Dr. Steve Pachinik, on the show probably 60, 70, 80, 100 times since 2002. He's a smart guy, and they've got a lot of folks like him that work at the Pentagon and State Department and places, but not up in covert action and overthrowing governments like him and running major peace accords and setting up Delta Force and things like that. But I'm not here bragging or tooting my horn when I tell you this. I've always organically seen dialectic. I've always seen the different factors coming together and what they're going to do. They call that third-dimensional, fourth-dimensional chess. But that's just not seeing things straight on, one-dimensional, two-dimensional. That's why a lot of times somebody will tell me a joke, and I just don't even get it because I'm in a mode of not being into comedy. And I'll see it very literally. But that's because I'm taking in all the data. But seeing a joke is a third-dimensional event. It's why the brain likes it. Or a fourth dimensional event, or fifth, is because it's fun to get something that doesn't make sense on a one-dimensional or two-dimensional level, but then makes sense once you get it, a riddle. But see, when I'm on data overload, taking it all in, little things I don't get, big things I do. And so I know you all get this, and I'm not patronizing you. You're the audience that backed America's recovery. This audience backed and drove the main engine of UKIP and Brexit and everything. And Bolsonaro's son came on. I remember when he told me they tried to get me down to Brazil and all that. I never really even told the story of that because it just sounds like bragging. But at a certain point, you need to come on air and say, you know, InfoWars was the main heavy lift booster that got the nationalist movement worldwide into orbit. And I always believed it wouldn't be hard to do. All you'd have to do is believe in freedom and bet on it. But see, a lot of folks, they don't do that. So I'm just giving you the report card that we have victory. It's like saying a team has won the Super Bowl two or three times, and we've still got the same team, and we're getting stronger. So we've got a good prognosis to win if we just decide we can do it. And more, I'm going to get into the psychology of that. But what the globalists are selling is death and is failure. So let me get back into the coronavirus. I don't say this again to ingratiate myself or to brag. It actually scares the hell out of me and makes me think, is this a video game I'm playing, a virtual reality, and I'm the hero of it or something? Because it's just so over the top that we keep cracking the code over and over again, and others aren't doing it. Instead of it being a power trip, it scares the hell out of me. And I say, what happens if I die in a car wreck or something with this great audience and the guests and the system we've created of this culture and this society of understanding? It's precious to the future of the species. So I thank you all for keeping us on the air. It's just so precious, and I don't even feel worthy to be here. But let me just get back to the mainstay of what I was going to talk about. It's so simple, but nobody does it. It's so easy, but nobody does it. When you see China locking down whole cities, well, some of them 18 million people a city, and they lock down almost a billion people, knowing it's going to totally wreck the economy for years, and it's going to attack the world economy and probably bring it down, and you see the news saying, no problem, no big deal, you know we're not in Kansas anymore. So, of course, I got on air over a month ago when China was starting to lock down major cities. And I said, this is either something out of a nightmare science fiction movie, or it doesn't matter. They're using it like that to attack the world economy. People better button up. And just like little birdies fly around in the sky and fishies swim in the sea, we're here over a month later and it's all unfolding and the Democrats are attacking Trump and America just like we predicted they would. Our first approximation that it's man-made, it's been released to destroy the world economy by the Chi-Coms, and that they think the media can now gang up on Trump because it's not enough, again, to just kill the world economy. And then just say it's Trump's fault and then he doesn't get reelected. You've got to say that America didn't respond properly during it to hang it on Trump. And you can see the scripting. And so I'm going to tell you, this is the maximum alert, folks. I don't know exactly what they're going to pull next or what's going down, but we said it a few weeks ago. When they announced the first death, hysteria will set in. It was announced the morning yesterday. I'm talking to Mike Adams on the phone. I go, I bet Trump gives a press conference before CPAC. It happened just like we said. And then once they announced the spread of it that was not brought in from somebody from outside the country, which has now been announced today, that, oh, just wait till what happens Monday morning in the stock market. And it happened, ladies and gentlemen. And so the corporate media has tried politics to scare you. They've tried race war to scare you. They've tried gender war to scare you. It didn't work. So now they're going to give you fear of the invisible. And they're going to do it with a virus that's a known engineered bioweapon. How deadly it is, we don't know. That's been released knowing groups would come out and say it's man-made to create the fear. So whether it's super deadly or not, it is the assault. And that's what Limbaugh said at the end of his take. And, you know, he's talking to Trump and Pence and the Pentagon every day. I mean, Limbaugh's totally, you know, hooked up more than probably anybody in media. He's like, yeah, it's a bioweapon, got out of their lab, but it's not big. It'll only kill 2% of you. The flu doesn't even kill 0.1%, folks. But see, Limbaugh's getting you ready. Well, you know, okay, kills 2% of people, you know? What's 2% out of 350 million people? Yeah, we can handle that. It's but see, the hype now, just a few people die, and it's, oh, my God. See, we're not feeding into that. We want to get ahead of the whole thing, and we're saying, look at the prepackaging, look at the pre-programming, look at the unification of governments, look at the UN, look at the lockdown of China. This is it, folks. This is it, and I don't think it's a virus. But it doesn't matter. You better get your guns and your ammunition and your food, because most places run out of food in 2 days with this overextended economy. Half our products are from China. And they shut down. That puts us into a crisis because we're dependent. Xi Jinping doesn't care if they all starve to death over there or have problems. He's got control. But you've already got the lines of people in Alabama and Texas and New York and California buying it all up, and they're lapping it up. Are they bad? No. They've never seen almost a billion people in China totally locked down. So I'll tell you again. This is the next phase against Trump. And I guarantee you the globalists got together and they said, let's try to get him out with impeachment. But if that doesn't work, we're going to pull this virus hoax. And they did it. But it doesn't mean that the crisis it causes isn't real. This is totally real. The virus clearly kills 1 or 2%, probably more of people, especially if you've already had pre-existing conditions. That's super bad news. You don't want it. But the overhyping and the unification of everything, and I keep repeating this, shows us this is the big one, folks. Not because of the virus, but the corporate globalist media, the Chi-Coms, they're all behind it. It's the Democrats licking their lips, openly thinking you're so dumb that they're saying we hope it takes out Trump and the nationalists. So I back the president 100%, but we charted more than anybody else exactly what was coming down, because we are the zeitgeist. We are plugged in. We're on our knees before God wanting the transmission. I probably should have said right up front that the UN put it up to the highest level of global pandemic yesterday. They found the first deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus, first death in other countries. And they're announcing the first spread of it by people that weren't originally flown to the U.S. and other countries. And it's all totally concerted from Australia, Indonesia, the U.S. It's all the globalists. It's all scripted. It's all synthetic. This is a major attack. Do I know exactly what their next move is? I think I know. But I'm not authorized by my spirit to release it until it begins to unfold. My gut, my analysis. But we're dead on, folks. And I keep saying that. We're dead on. We told you it was man-made out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. That's now Senate Intelligence Committee meetings last week. That's now Rush Limbaugh. He talks to the president daily. They're big buddies. And I get why Trump wants to play this down. He sees the UN hype. He sees the globalists. He sees they want to take down our economy. He knows China lost a trade war. They launched against their own people to lock stuff down, have a reset, have a communist clampdown. It'll show us what they can do to our economy. They believe is fragile. Maybe the president's right to play it down. We shouldn't get caught up in that. Our job is the oracle of InfoWars. That means you, the callers and the guests, all of us, the people, the real town square, the brain storm. These people used to get together in the tribe and like have hours and days where they didn't know what to do. Like, until they got the answer. That's what this is. This is unfiltered, not globalist academics giving us answers down off mountains, but us together sussing it out. They don't like this. And if you really pull back, this is deathly obvious. The Chi-Coms have covered up all sorts of deadly outbreaks. My God, they've got human-animal clones for 20 years. 20 years ago or more, they had cows with human udders that produced baby milk for their stores. That's like on TV over there, on the news, like, ying-wong, ying-wong, you know, and you translate, and it shows the cows. We have high-quality human milk from cow. You love it. I mean, I saw that like 18 years ago. I was like, on Chinese news sites, like, what the? I'd tell listeners, hey, look, here they are. Yeah, there it is. Cows churn out human breast milk. Was that New York Times? Yeah, that's 9 years ago. I said, you can't make this up. Scientists are making human-monkey hybrids in China. Oh, it just doesn't even matter anymore. The point is, in the programming, in the packaging, in the rollout, in the brainwashing, you know the operation. And as soon as I saw China lock down whole cities, knowing it would devastate their economy, I said if it was real, they'd cover it up. You could see the fakeness. Not that people being wheeled into hospitals were fake, but the way they did it and the cameras and all of it was they were exacerbating it, and the order had gone out is create global hysteria because they're an authoritarian society. They believe you can keep control. But they know we've got 70 million, 80 million people on welfare, on food stamps. They know Bernie's promising everything free. They know the left's ready to burn down U.S. cities. They know that when everybody thinks we're going to have a lockdown here for cases, it will create zero confidence. So let it be known now and let it be clear, 150,000%. This is 100% an economic attack on America. And it's synthetic and it's fake and it's man-made to scare the hell out of us so that when it came out it was man-made, we get really concerned. It probably kills 10% of people that are old, they're saying, or have big pre-existing conditions. That's terrible. It's killing over 1% of those that are healthy. It's a really nasty virus. You don't want it. But the hysteria around it and the way the unified media pushed it shows you it's the big move. And I'm not going to second guess the president here. I respect the president. He's proven himself smarter than me many a time. All I know is I'm going to tell you the truth as a beacon of that. And I've got hundreds of articles, clips out the wazoo. And I just keep repeating the same thing. China wouldn't shut down all their major cities and do all this if they weren't planning something big. Whether the virus is as deadly as they say or not, this is the big move, ladies and gentlemen. And when the Democrats, just like we predicted, if it was a bioweapon to shut down the Western economy, would come out and blame Trump and would say he covered it up when he was advised to do that by the very folks that are covering it up, then we know it's the big move and the next attack on Trump. And this is it. And just like I said 5 weeks ago to Trump, I said, if you don't stop them and arrest them now, sir, they may set a nuke off or release a bioweapon. I don't have the crew to go find it all. You all heard me say it. Because I've war gamed this out just like you have. So I'm not even concerned or scared now because this is so real. You know how a fight works. You go out there, the bully's waiting for you. You don't want to get in a fight. You're not going to back down. And as soon as he takes a swing or even connects, you're like, you know what? Let's turn it on and beat your ass to the ground. And, you know, you go a little too far and kick the brains out. But that's what you asked for. So I now metaphysically have entered the point of no fear or no concern anymore. That tells me we're in war mode, ladies and gentlemen. My spirit has gone into not giving a damn. And that tells me, my spiritual radar says, this is the big move. So we better start debating what the president should do. We should stop speculating. We know it's man-made bioweapon transferred to Obama to China, waiting to be released in the future if need be, as a martial law takeover of China to reset the global economy, create a global crisis where they have a global solution to then attack Western open governments that the left pushed for, claiming openness is a problem. Now we're going to have closed societies but run by the UN. And that is the permutation analysis of their operation and the ghost cities and all the fear they showed people to get them ready. Does the virus kill 0.10% or 2% or 15%? That isn't the question now. We'll find out. This is the attack. This is their move. This is why they didn't want us on the air during this period, but we're still here thanks to your support. Now, I've got the president. And I've got his son, and I've got all the things they have to say, but I want to air this ghostly video and audio for radio listeners that we aired last week of Wuhan at night with the city shut down at that point for over 2.5-3 weeks with people wailing and crying, welded and boarded in with steel to their buildings at night, the ghostly sounds of begging and pleading, of old people not being taken care of young people, of people that have died. You can lock up buildings and have no police. You're going to have a breakdown. All meant to scare you and make this real when they pointed it at America. The Chinese would send in wave attacks in Vietnam. They were helping the Vietnamese, and especially in Korea. And the Russians were there, too. But in Korea, they would send in these wave attacks of millions. They didn't care. And so this is the same thing we saw in Korea again, where they're using a real lockdown and a real thing, and they're probably poisoning them. Who knows what they're doing? But the point is, this is real what's happening, and this is the big attack on the global economy. Here's the ghostly video. Wailing, begging, starving, dying, weeks into no food, a huge Chai Com depopulation up. You know, they would never do that. Oh, really? They killed 400 million children, some of which after they were born, most of them girls. China is a giant satanic experiment. You ever want to know what a Hieronymus Bosch painting from the Middle Ages would look like? Writ large in reality? Back that up. Listen to that. And you can hear the Chai Coms giggling and laughing with the mobile execution vans. So they've got 1,400,000,000 people, and they've been given the green light. Do whatever you want to them. Millions in death camps, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, you name it. And now you hear the begging and the pleading and the starving at night. And then we see this and go, hey, you better get ready. People go, oh, wait, it's a hoax. No, the unified propaganda and hysteria is the attack. It's a psyop. Is the virus super deadly? We don't know. Mike Adams is coming up with the latest information, but this is a trap for President Trump, and we're on air literally because of you, and I believe in God's plan. So tell everyone you know to tune in now to Infowars.com/show, to band.video on the live feeds, and share it via your email, via your private message, and over the phone, because you won't let it do it on Twitter or Facebook, most places. This is from newswars.com/show. But people need to hear the next hour. This is real. This is big. This is their next move against America. This is World War IV. This is the PSYOP. This is why we were born and destined to be here on air tonight on March 1st. Stay with us. These other huge stories, and I'm just disregarding them all for the coronavirus because I always follow my intellect. I always follow my gut. And this coronavirus is the big one. The hype around it, the unified propaganda, the globalist response lets you know it's big. Whether the virus is big or not, it doesn't matter. This is a plan to discredit Trump and to kill the global economy. This is the Chi-Com and globalist strike back. And that's now confirmed. I mean, I don't have the staff to go back, but you all watched it. When we were on air the last 5 weeks saying, when it hits here, the Democrats are going to blame Trump and they're going to say it wasn't a good response while the CDC tries to cover up what's happening. It's 2 + 2 = 4 type stuff. And I know a lot of listeners are like, Alex, you repeated the last hour stuff probably 10 times. Because when we're in this type of mode, I just go into knowing there's new listeners on radio stations and TV stations every few seconds. And I just want them to get that point. And I want the White House to get that point. So Mike Adams has been, again, at the tip of the spear of this entire thing. He's laid out how they're planning to blame Trump for a month. So have we. And now it's that sickening feeling again of being right over and over again. But that's why they want us off air. Again, I don't sit up here and go, oh, look, I was right again. Like, I'm happy. Everybody else are followers. You know who I have on air? People that are free men and women that are independent. And there's a lot of them. And I wish more of them had big forums. Because I'm not up here trying to be the big swinging dick. I want freedom for my children. I want warriors and people that will tell the truth and people that have a sense of the universe and a sixth sense to connect to God. Because I sit here and watch this and it's always clear. And we're basically always right. A few times they'd like, oh, Jones, you hurt somebody's feelings. Say we're wrong. Turns out we were right about that. But it's not me. It's discernment that God's given us, the good brain God gave us. And to be immersed in this, most people got to go to work at a school or a DMV or a factory or an auto parts place or wherever. And I get it. You know what you're doing there. And you know when a customer calls in who's going to run a scam on you. And you know when a mom comes in there with 3 or 4 kids and just needs a good deal. Well, I know how the world works. And this is all I do. And I can tell you that this is the big one. And my frustration to repeat this every segment is that summer, and I get they're going to attack me regardless of what I say, but I want to get this straight. Any angle you look at this virus, any angle you look at, when you watch China lock down almost 1 billion people, you know that's going to kill the global economy. That right there is just so seismic and just, you know, Godzilla's in a movie tearing up Tokyo. This is Godzilla all over the planet. And I get Trump is in a Godzilla fight here, and he just wants to play it down, and I understand that. But see, that's the trap. When he plays it down, the media is going to say he covered it up. Their only fear is he plays it up and uses it for control like Xi Jinping has done. And that's why Bill Maher said, I think Trump will try to declare martial law with this, because that's what they want to do when Trump doesn't act. And they're afraid Trump may grab it from them at the last minute. And by the way, I don't want martial law with all the bureaucrats that are under Trump, even though he didn't try to put bureaucrats in. I don't want to turn them all into little demigods. I'm just saying this is the world we've entered. So do you want Nancy Pelosi and the Chi-Coms to have martial law? Or do you want Trump to? Because that's the wheelhouse we've now entered. And Trump's fighting to stop the martial law, but they're saying he wants it because they're scared, not of martial law, but of executive command. What would George Washington do? Mike Adams, straight ahead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you ever wanted to know what the First World War looked like, you can go back and look at history. Or the Second World War, or what the CIA and others call the Third World War, the Cold War. But now, you get to experience the Fourth World War. It's economic. It's psychological. The Communist Chinese were set up in 1949 by the CIA. The nationalist Chiang Kai-shek was thrown out. And since it was built up as a corporate communist bulwark to take over the planet. Well, at the last minute, Trump took over and populists got elected. And we said no to the trade war China had been having for 50 years. And we'd won that war. But then a bioweapon sold in 2015 by Obama at North Carolina University to China got released. And scientists looked at it and said it's a bioweapon. And it killed quite a few people. But the virus isn't the issue. The hype, the fear, the media saying it's the end of the world. And we predicted a month ago they would blame Trump for this. They would say that, oh, because he played it down and didn't want to kill the stock market, that he's the reason it's here. Well, last hour I played a bunch of clips of them saying just that, hoping the virus brings down our economy to stop America and Trump, but also saying it's his fault as if we're idiots. So Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, researcher, scientist, owns a major testing facility, author, has been chronicling this. And we talked the last few days. We said there's this dichotomy. This bipolar system where they either say that there's nothing going on with the virus and it's a hoax or it's the end of the world. No, the virus is man-made. We know that. It has killed some people. It does spread fast. It is engineered. That's why you got to be concerned because we don't know. It's an unknown quantity. There's been a cover-up. We know that. Deep state trying to set Trump up. That's all confirmed, too. But that isn't the issue. The media's unification day one, 5 weeks ago, the UN's unification saying China's doing good, mowing people down with machine guns at checkpoints, but if U.S. tries to block planes coming here, we're bad. Let us know we were the target. And InfoWars and Mike Adams, we raised the alarm, and the head of the U.S. biological weapons law and treaty, he came on and said that, and it's all been confirmed. Limbaugh says, oh, it's man-made, but don't worry about it. I'm not attacking Limbaugh. I get he's just saying, oh, don't hype it up. It's, you know, no. Admit it's bad and admit it's hyped up and admit the Democrats openly came out and promoted it would bring down America. If we just get on the offense with this, it's over. But if we're on the defense and listen to globalist agents inside the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, well, then this could be the garrote that chokes America and Trump to death. Mike Adams, lay it out for us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Alex. First of all, when Democrats criticize Trump over his handling of this, their criticism is completely illegitimate because they're coming from a place of falsehoods and a history of other hoaxes, and they do not have the best interests of America in mind. Now, when you or I temporarily criticize President Trump, and I have been very critical of his handling,
it's only to warn him.
It's only to warn him and to hope that he can maybe get better advisors and get better people around him. But the big story here is that there is, I believe, and I've said this for weeks, there is a deliberate effort by the CDC to withhold testing in the United States. That has happened for weeks. A deliberate effort by people in Homeland Security and the State Department to spread the infection, to deliberately spread the infection in America. And by the
way, you said that three, four weeks ago. That's all confirmed now.
Yes. Well, right. Because if you put infected people with non-infected people on an airplane and fly them back to America, as happened from Japan, by a decision of a State Department employee.
Who we know are against Trump. I mean, they've literally been, the UN says, Trump, don't, like 3 weeks ago, don't stop flights. And then the State Department says, right, screw Trump, bring him in.
It's deliberate. And when you have federal employees who are interacting with isolation quarantine patients at Travis Air Force Base in California, and they are given training 5 days after they had the interaction, and they are not given personal protective equipment, i.e. PPE is what it's called. And then you have community outbreaks just outside Travis Air Force Base, and that woman now infecting staff and doctors in two hospitals in California. Alex, that is not an accident. It is deliberate. It is sabotage.
And but Mike, you've been saying that for a month. Now it's confirmed. They're now blaming Trump, as you predicted they would do.
Well, exactly right. And by the way, the argument of conservatives who are saying that now anybody who believes the virus is a pandemic or anybody who criticizes Trump is now anti-America or hates Trump or is trying to bring Trump down, that is a logical fallacy. The virus doesn't play politics.
We don't want Trump set up. China didn't shut down all its major cities and do this on a joke. They're doing it as an attack on us with the media. Exactly. We predicted with an attack, as has now happened.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned Rush, so I'll bring this up. Okay, Rush says there's only a 2% mortality rate. Well, if you infect half of America, which is pretty typical for a flu, 2% comes out to roughly 3.3 million dead Americans. So Rush essentially just admitted there could be millions of deaths in America.
And let's be clear.
Which is 100 times larger than the flu.
And let's be clear. We don't want that to happen. It's terrible. The media is going to hype the living hell out of that after Rush and everybody was conned into just saying it's not an issue when it's a Chi-Com weapon Obama sold them. We have their ass. If Trump would just go after Obama for this, it's over.
That's right. That if Trump would talk about the origins of the virus,
yes,
fire top people at the CDC, expose the CDC's withholding of the diagnostic test kits, which, again, I believe is deliberate, have a
Stop
DOJ
there again.
Investigation
I'm hold over to,
into the CDC.
Mike, let me just say this because you're absolutely right. And I'll try to. I'm going to let you just host next segment because I'm going to interrupt. This makes me so mad. We predicted it. We showed it. We're on target. You're absolutely right. They held back the kits. They're setting the president up. The deep state's already screwed him over and over again. And they would. This time they're doing it through a virus working with the Chi-Coms. Mike, it's so obvious. In fact, it's not debatable. This is what's happening. So what do we do?
Well, one more important point. The Institute for Disease Modeling did a study. This is up on Zero Hedge right now. I haven't had a chance to cover it yet. The virus has a known mutation rate. By looking at mutations in different people, you can actually calculate a timeline of how long the virus has been spreading in a certain area. According to that study, which was just published, this virus has now spread to an estimated 1,500 people in Washington state, and it has been replicating for 6 weeks. So that's that study. And it's extremely important to understand this. People, geneticists can actually study how long the virus has been around based on the known mutation.
There it is on headline. Scientists discover HIV-like mutation. Yeah, it was added to it. It's engineered, which makes coronavirus extremely infectious. What, again, explain what that means to people. That is so huge.
Well, the key point here is that by delaying the testing kits, the CDC has allowed the virus to replicate by a factor of about 1,000. So if the test kits were available early on,
they could have stopped it early.
So they could have stopped it early. They would have had what they call the intelligence or the surveillance of the disease. They would have been able to lock down the very small pockets and prevent those from going big. Now it's already gone big. By my estimation, Alex, there are between 5 and 10,000 infections in America right now, but most of them haven't yet been diagnosed. The labs have only been given permission to be turned on starting tomorrow in most cases, and it's going to take 2 weeks to ramp up the public health labs at the state level across the country. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a total capacity, according to Dr. Fauci, of about 10,000 tests per day nationwide. So we're going from zero, essentially zero, to 10,000 per day over the next 2 weeks. How many confirmed cases will we see? Well, it's very easy to actually predict that. We're going to see tens of cases throughout the coming week and then dozens of cases in the week following.
And by the way,
then
Mike,
hundreds of cases.
Notice as soon as Trump doubled down and said it doesn't exist, it's not a problem, that they go, oh, now we're able to give tests out
That's
to
right.
discredit him.
It.
He's being set up by the bureaucracy. Whether
you
the virus
it.
Is super deadly or not, now this is about, and the media can't help it. They're suddenly like, oh, Trump screwed. He covered it up. He said it wasn't a problem. Their pre-programming shows us the setup.
Well, that's right. And even the advice they're giving him, like, oh, have enhanced airport screening. Well, we already know that airport screening misses 75 to 80% of infected patients because of the asymptomatic incubation period. So airport screening, not very effective, actually. There are only two things that work here. I know we got to go to break. We'll cover them on the other side then.
Yeah, let's talk about this because, folks, there's now no longer any doubt. The deep state is behind this. It's man-made. They're making their move on Trump, and Trump so far has made the wrong moves. Maybe he's got some 3D chess. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, at band.video and infowars.com and newswars.com, we're covering all this and on radio stations and TV stations across the country. And Mike Adams is a really smart guy, and I really respect him. And I was interrupting him constantly during the last break because I want to call myself hysterical, but our analysis in Brainstorm and the callers and the guests and the top lawyer and scientist that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that became world law, have all said for over a month it's man-made. Major Indian universities, other scientific facilities have looked at it and go, my God, it's man-made. Well, of course we're concerned about that. So where'd it come from in China? Now even the Pentagon says it's man-made. But what if it's really nothing? Well, the media hysteria to attack the stock market is what's real. And what's happened to the stock market is real, a 15-point loss, and what's going to happen tomorrow. So, Mike, I interrupted a lot. In this segment, you've got the floor. You bring up kind of the past points, and I know that's important to set the table. But currently, just pulling back from this, when the Democrats, I played this last hour, openly say it's Trump's fault, it's deadly, this will bring down the economy, hooray. There's so many pieces to that, that they would say they hope it's real and kills a bunch of people. They'd hope to hurt the economy. That right there should discredit them, but they just move forward. So on the first day of March 2020, there's so much breaking, so much happening. This is the big one. Regardless, they're making their move with it. We're not even saying the virus is super deadly. But clearly, the media hype, the EU hype, what the Chi-Coms have done, they're planning something big with this. What do you think it is?
Well, there's a second trap that they can initiate in all this. The first trap was to allow the virus to spread deliberately and then blame Trump. That trap has been sprung, and the narrative has already been launched. The second trap is even bigger. They know that there are going to be quarantines of communities and perhaps cities across America. And those quarantines will most likely be liberal cities where you have the most filth, the most homelessness, you know, and so on, and the highest population density. It will be the Democrats, mark my words, Alex, it'll be the Democrats calling for suspending the elections in November because not enough Democrats will be able to participate because they will be under quarantine. If Trump suspends the elections, then the Democrats, or if Trump is able to, I mean, he might have to have a lot of other people going along with it, perhaps the Supreme Court, perhaps the Senate, who knows. But if he's able to achieve that, then the Democrats will say, oh my gosh, he's a dictator now. He's just declared himself a dictator, and they will use that to launch the big violent revolution that they've been talking about for years. So they are going to try to cancel the elections, you could say, as this virus pandemic explodes. But they'll try to get Trump to do it so they can blame Trump for now being a dictator. So that's the second trap they're trying to spring. The third trap is the preparedness trap. So the way to counter this virus is for people to get prepared for with common sense things. It doesn't mean you have to panic, but it's not panicking to have a 30-day food supply in case you are ordered into a 30-day quarantine, right? It's just common sense. So people need to be prepared, especially in big cities, to survive in their own apartments or homes for 30 days with no outside supplies. That's common sense. That's not a panic. But the liberal media will make sure that preparedness is seen as something that's bad. In fact, even some Trump officials, such as the Surgeon General out there screaming that people should stop buying masks, and then others from the CDC and Homeland Security and so on screaming about, oh, don't buy food, don't buy anything, you shouldn't even have cleaning supplies. I mean, Alex, ready.gov even recommends a 3-day supply. So now is a 3-day supply evil? Is it wrong to be prepared? And every other country in the world is telling its citizens, yes, wear a mask, have gloves, have hand sanitizers, sanitize surfaces that you touch. Be ready to isolate in your home if that's a situation that's called for. And it has in Italy and Korea and all over the place. That's common sense. And then for Trump to state that America is the most ready nation in the world when we didn't have any test kits, and when the information coming out of Trump advisors is do not prepare, that's where I find a lot of fault currently with the president, and I'm hoping he'll correct that soon.
No, you're right, because they would definitely, the Democrats are already using it. I was talking to you 2 days ago. You said, oh my God, they're going to use this. Now they are today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the economic impacts that we are going to suffer here as America, those are beyond our control. So even if Trump did everything right, and even if we totally contained it in America and had very few outbreaks, the economic wave of bankruptcies, the supply chain Armageddon, as it's called, that's coming will hit America economically in ways that very few people are currently projecting. Because
and by the
really
way, let's pull back from that.
Ahead.
We're not talking about a virus now. the hype, whether it's fake, whatever it is, has now devastated the Chinese economy, and the shockwaves are now going out. That's in all the financial reports. It's confirmed. So explain that to people.
Well, let me give you an example. I have a family member who runs a big auto dealership, and I talked to him on the phone a couple of days ago, and he said, hey, we've got 30 luxury vans made in America that we can't sell because they're under recall from the manufacturer. And the recalled part is a circuit board that controls the automatic transmission. And the circuit board uses components made in Wuhan, China. So you have all over the country, probably, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars of inventory of different things, aircraft, telecom gear, vehicles, things that are sitting there wasting money, can't be sold, can't be used because there's one part. An entire vehicle can come down to one part out of China. And that part may be months away. In fact, my family member told me they're trying to now resource it through Mexico, so they have to send the electronic schematics to a Mexican component manufacturer and start from scratch.
By the way, that was in the news 2 weeks ago. It was like Reuters. I mean, pull it up, guys, if you can. German auto industry might have 50% reduction in sales over Wuhan virus. And it was just, it was pointing just out that very point.
Well, and in Korea, they've already shut down a couple of car manufacturers, and there are Samsung smartphone manufacturing is, of course, heavily disrupted at this
point.
Sure.
So regardless whether it's super bad or not, the hysteria over it, what China did to create this hysteria is huge. It looked like they were trying to hype the hysteria, Mike, clearly as a weapon, not just to reset there, but to show the U.S. how dependent we are on them. Because if they just shut their economy down to show us, their people would get pissed. They'd be the villain. But if it's a virus that does it, I think this is China striking back. Whether the virus is super deadly or not, I think it's very clear this is China striking back.
Well, there may be an element of that to the big picture plan, but there's no question that China's economy will be devastated even after they recover, because every nation in the world is now thinking about sourcing somewhere else and having
shutting down all your major cities in the number one industrial system in the world is a big deal. Forget Limbaugh. He's great. He's right. Looks like hype on the virus. Doesn't matter. The response and what the public did about it and the media saying it's the end of the world, this is economically a hydrogen bomb.
Well, right. And there are other issues that he hasn't even addressed, such as what happens when all the hospital beds get full in America. If you've got 100 million people who are sick all at the same time and you've got only 200,000 plus hospital beds, you can start to do the math and figure out what happens. People get sent home to die.
You just said it. 2% of the U.S. population dying is like 5 million people.
It's roughly 3.3 million people dead, if that's the number.
Well, 2%, we'll talk about it when we come back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy?
Well, I've been on air on this Sunday broadcast for an hour and 33 minutes, and I haven't plugged yet today because at a deep level, it feels weird to hand out life preservers on a sinking ship. Even though you're helping people, it still feels like you're being opportunistic. Most talk show hosts would be plugging every segment during a period like this. But I'll just tell it like it is. That's all I can do is just tell you what I'm really thinking and what I'm really up to. There are a lot of storable foods companies out there that already sold out to the government, already sold out to major institutions. Our sponsor didn't. And they came to me over a month ago and they said, man, we're seeing double, triple sales every day. How bad do you think it's going to get? And I said, China, and I keep repeating this every segment, please listen to me. I've got so much to cover. It's not lack of material. I keep saying the same thing. China is the number one real economy in the world. And it's globalist run. They wouldn't shut that sucker down unless they either had the worst plague ever or they were using it as a weapon against the West. And they're clearly now using it as a weapon. And we are sickeningly on target. I know you all saw it and heard it, your regular listeners. I don't even have the crew to go back and get it. With Mike Adams and Dr. Francis Boyle and everybody else laying out, and then they're going to blame Trump, and they didn't send the kits out, and then it's going to be a setup, and then it's going to hurt the stock market. Then, and I'm sitting here watching it in slow motion happen, and I'm not happy we sold a bunch of storable food because I knew we'd sell out. And then I had to come on air and tell you that. And then there's the sickening feeling of knowing there's all these jerks everywhere who we've tried to buy from, who are sold out and are lying to people and saying 7 days for delivery. I'm not going to tell you we've got food delivered to you in 7 days. It's 6 to 8 weeks now. You put your order in earlier, you got it. And quite frankly, since Trump came out and said there's no problem, food sales have gone way down. So maybe it's 5 weeks now. We just under-promise, over-deliver. And yeah, I want to make money to fund this operation, stay on air, and get people high-quality, storable food that takes care of them and their family. But that's not what it's about. They're going to try to war game this from every angle. But you can see that they wouldn't shut down Italy and China and all these other places and all the other big announcements unless this was a big concerted effort. And I've said this every segment. I'll say it again. It's all unified press releases by every major government but the U.S. So part of me is very proud of President Trump and whatever intel he's got that I don't have, that he is bucking it. I hope he's not being trapped. Maybe he knows something I don't know. And I'm just being honest with you. Other talk show hosts will tell you definitive BS. I don't. When I'm definitive, I tell you. I just know this is synthetic. This is a big move. We've been right about I'm going to blame Trump and crash the economy. And now it's all happening. And so every moment here on air, I'm like kicking myself in the head just thinking, you better be on target, boy. You better come up with the answers. Yeah. But I think we've come up with the answers. But you get in the fight moment, it's like, yeah. Folks, I'm just going to tell you right now. They wouldn't shut China down like that unless they were playing something mega huge. This is a war. This is a war. I don't know every facet of it. We're under attack. That's all I can say. And I don't want to say I'm paralyzed. I'm to the point where just the microcosm of all the other big food sellers were out a month ago. They're telling people they got food when they don't. Just taking your money. I know what goes into that. When we even take your money, we've got to then sit there and sit on it until you get delivered. And that's a time bomb for so many reasons. And I just look at the evil that's everywhere, and it makes me sick. And I, at a certain point, when you're a business owner and a broadcaster and everything I do, you get a view into stuff. God's really taught me from every level, ground up, how stuff works. And most people don't have this experience. And I wish you had this experience. They try to keep you in the dark so you never get these experiences. And then the problem is once you have these experiences, you're like trying to tell people what you know. But it's so complex, there's no way to even do it. I just know this. When I was trying to figure out over a month ago whether this was a big deal or not, I called around, not just our supplier. They said, yeah, it's all sold out. That's never been done before by government's institutions. So that tells me they know food is going to be a big premium in the future, whether the virus is a big threat or not, or whether they're going to create a global hysteria that crashes the economy. And if you're in a Great Depression, food's going to be worth even more. So that's what I'm telling you is any angle, any slice, any view, this is the biggest attack on America and freedom I've ever seen. Mike, sorry I'm ranting during the segment. You're an engineer, a scientist. You looked at every angle. This, we should get into the providence of the virus. It's man-made. Even Limbaugh goes, oh, it's man-made, but don't worry about it. I get him at that level he's at, not trying to create a crisis. But we already swallowed the lure with treble hooks. How do we get it out of our throat? How do we snatch victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, look, America can survive this, but it requires people turning to antiviral molecules that exist right now. And there are only two sources of where to get that. Number one, there are some prescription medications that have antiviral effects. None of them are yet proven against the coronavirus, but they're very strong candidates. But the second place is plants. And understand, plants, which is foods, superfoods, herbs, even just regular things like garlic and ginger and onions, plants must synthesize their own antivirals and antibiotics.
Otherwise, let's be clear. When I'm about to sick, I gorge on onions and a bunch of red meat and garlic, and I never – it's a drug.
Well, look, plants make it. They literally make it. So most of these molecules are made out of just carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Those three elements make vitamin C, for example, or progesterone or cannabinoids. But, you know, your store, for example, offers, I believe, a 95% curcuminoid extract.
Bodies is amazing. And people know they're buying it.
And, I'm always careful not to get you in any regulatory trouble. But, folks, pay special attention to that molecule. You should get some. And you should get other molecules. There's licorice root has a molecule called glycyrrhizin, which is a very potent antiviral. I'm seeing research on what's called phycocyanin.
By the way, the Germans knew that. That's what they're, things like, what's that drink? I haven't had it in years. It's the Jägermeister is licorice, and they take that when they're sick.
There we go. And by the way, licorice root, that molecule glycyrrhizin also protects your liver from acetaminophen damage, which is Tylenol. So Tylenol causes liver damage all over the world. It kills people who combine it with alcohol. But glycyrrhizin protects your liver. So you can protect your liver. It has antiviral effects. And
How did the Germans 300 years ago know drink licorice? People just figured it out.
Right. Well, we're surrounded by natural medicine that we're compatible with. It's part of our natural world. Tree bark. I mean, cinnamon comes from tree bark. The herbs and spices and foods and all these things. I demonstrated a couple on your show last week. Some wood.
I saw that
grows from a spruce tree. You know, and some weird spices out of Indonesia. All kinds of things. The bottom line is, if people are so stupid that they think the only medicine in the world comes from big pharma, that stupidity may get them killed. What Trump should do, in my opinion, although he'll never do this, but what he should do is say, "Hey, America, everybody, boost your health, take some vitamin D, increase your intake of healthy foods, stop eating the junk food, you know, get
well,
healthy."
Stay there, because then. That stay will there. Let's talk about effect. Let's talk about political solutions to get ahead of what they're doing. Instead of debating whether the virus is deadly, Trump knows the hysteria of the virus is what's deadly. We failed to contain that, so how do you deal with that? And then let's talk about how we personally protect ourselves with Mike Adams, who I respect so much. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Do not spread that link. Here's the big takeaway as we do the final live segment of this Sunday night show. They are engineering a global recession or depression out of this crisis. And I get the president being told up front to play it down, to try to stop it, but you can see the whole corporate media, the whole system behind it, and now they're doing it. And the Democrats, just like we predicted over a month ago, have come in. Said it's all the president's fault. I believe due to our prayer and our political will promoting the truth, Trump will survive this, but everybody needs to promote the live feed here. We're not just on the sidelines here claiming we're the zeitgeist. We are. You are the zeitgeist. So when you promote this broadcast, it's your very breath, your very will exerting itself. So we'll also post the videos to band.video. Let's go ahead and play a Fox News clip that just aired like 3 minutes ago. I was just during break. We got Fox News on in the control room. And this is the hysteria they're promoting of the collapse of the stock market this week. Here it is.
Coronavirus continues to spark global concern as the outbreak spreads to more than 60 countries. The epidemic rattling the world economy, prompting Wall Street to surrender nearly 5 months of gains. The major indexes finished the week down sharply, but well above session lows. It was the market's worst week since the 2008 financial crisis. Alex Hogan has more from the New York Stock Exchange. Alex.
John, analysts here on Wall Street are bracing for likely another week of economic pain as the coronavirus continues to spread globally. The many uncertainties are not only rattling the confidence of investors, but also sending shockwaves through the markets. In China, the world's second largest economy, where the virus began, taking a hit. Factory activity plunging to an all-time low. The country's manufacturing purchasing managers index dropping to 35.7 from 50 in January. The Middle East is recording its lowest oil prices since 2008. Oil giants Exxon and Chevron watching shares tumble, with the price of oil dipping 16%. And tech giants Microsoft and Apple together losing $300 billion. Tourism industry is seeing a steep decline too, with American Airlines.
All right, folks, that's enough of that. Again, I don't have the crew to do this, but you were watching, you were listening as listeners. You're awesome. We're banned on YouTube. You can take clips of the show and say, here's where, don't say my name, but here's where the news predicted this would happen. It wasn't hard. When China locked down its major cities, if they had a real thing, they had to cover it up. Or it's so deadly, they had to cover it up. Either way, it's mathematically the same equation, global financial collapse, unless we point it out and say it's part of American industry and American military will that we don't worry about it, and we go out and we eat healthy and we, you know, exercise and we deal with it, we don't panic. The only way to counter fear like this is to admit the threat and counter it. You cover it up, you've taken the bait. And so again, I'm no rocket scientist, man. Well, but when I see major cities totally locked down by the Chi-Coms, it's like it's either the worst plague ever or it's a total psyop. Either way, man, you get the same equation. So either way, it's the same equation. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Do you agree with that? And what does Trump need to do right now to get ahead of this? Because I love the president. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not as smart as he is. We helped get him elected. He admits that. I think he's behind the eight ball. I think he took the bait on this.
Well, yeah, I think he took the bait, but he's got an opportunity to get out in front of it right now and take a leadership role and also have a new call for Made in America and nationalism. And let's have
that's what Buchanan said. Why aren't you pointing out it's China and globalism and open borders? Exactly. So when it hits, you don't get blamed.
This is the best argument ever. This virus is the best argument for protecting borders, screening people who come into your country, and having within your own borders. This is it. The argument
exactly. So who was advising him at this critical point not to take victory out of this?
I don't know. I can't figure out why Trump is not hammering these very powerful points that prove Trump was right. Trump was right all along. We need Made in America that's really Made in America, not the fake Made in America using parts from China, which is what a lot of the situation is. But I mean semiconductors in America, textiles in America. Now, I know prices will go higher, but what's the cost of having no supply? You see,
but that's going to drive up wages anyways.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's what we need.
There's another problem, Alex. And you've seen this in your own warehouse operations as well, but the younger millennials and even younger people in America today, they do not have a work ethic that you and I grew up with. So there's this laziness. It's real. It's in the youth of America today. They don't think they should have to work. They say things like, I don't work in a sneaker factory. I buy brand name sneakers. You know, they're consumers, not producers. And this is
well, a on real average, thing there's a sluggishness, and that's well known. I'm sluggish compared to my grandfather's, but you're absolutely right. People then also just see numbers. They go, like, I even have CPAs. They go, this week's like, well, there's this money in your bank account. I saw the tax bill and I go, we'll be bankrupt. And I went, you didn't count. We got to pay the vendors. And they go, oh, you're right. Sorry. Half that money was to be paid for refilling orders. I'm like, right. I was up here yesterday. I'm not bitching. 5 hours going, that's money owed to people. I won't pay taxes on money that's not mine. Almost had a damn heart attack. But I mean, it's CPAs, man. It's a breakdown. Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing breakdowns in banking and finance. I'm seeing banks just utterly fail to do their jobs
well,
right now.
Well, part of that is the extra cash.
Breakdowns in labor.
I'm all for liquidity, but it makes people decadent.
It really does. When money is too easy, people forget how to earn it. And this is happening in America right now. So I hope we can return to a manufacturing base.
Oh, my God. I read this CNN article I meant to cover today. It was like, why are people socialist and communist? Like, well, they rode from Milwaukee to West Virginia, and they got veggie pizza, and they saw the coal dust and thought it was ugly. They have the idea how ugly a communist country was. It's just delusional. Right. They don't know how... I'm not bragging. You're not either. But when you actually run stuff, you get how stuff works. These people have no idea. They just click on their phone and get Uber Eats and then bitch about it and go, I want to be a communist, when you're on an iPhone that's $1,000 made by communist slaves bitching.
Well, this pandemic is going to be the ultimate wake-up call globally.
No, I agree. Mike, let me say that. Once you're back on the show tomorrow, I'm ranting in a few minutes here. If it is really deadly and everything locks down and you have a Wuhan quarantine, what will the average leftist do? You talk about a group of psychotic piranhas.
Well, that's the thing. There will be no enforcement of any quarantine of a liberal city in America, because the people that you would try to isolate will not comply. Not at all. They will go nuts. They're insane on a normal day in many cases. They'll go even more insane. And so... By the way, the Spanish flu spread during World War I because masses of people, soldiers, were sharing rail cars and military barracks and so on. You put a lot of people in groups, like a group marching down the street or protesting in a group, you're going to spread this virus like crazy. So we're actually looking at a convergence of events.
Well, that was Malthus' plan 300 years ago, was to crowd us together and release a micro, yeah, as he called it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be highly effective at spreading in these cities, especially since there's basically very little public sanitation in these cities. The raw feces washes right out onto the beaches, essentially to the ocean, and it's swept back onto the beaches. Every beach from Washington State all the way down to the southern tip of Western California will be coated with coronavirus very soon. So imagine the summer, how it's going to spread. Maybe there'll be some suppression during the summer, but it's going to come back with a vengeance in the fall, most likely. America is not going to escape unscathed. There's no way. If it could be contained, Alex, it would have been contained in Wuhan, because they had draconian measures that we won't even attempt in this country, thank goodness. So it will not be contained in America.
But I'm not poo-pooing what you say, Mike. You're absolutely right. If it's real from their perspective, you don't want to contain it. Even if it's hype, they've used it as a weapon for globalist takeover and to try to crash
that's
the economy.
Right.
Either way you look at it, this is it. This is real.
And I can't imagine 60 nations cooperating on a giant global hoax that first involves local economic suicide.
No, I agree. I think it's killing a lot of people, and they're scared.
Yeah, this is real. This is real. It's killing people. It's killing economies. It's killing supply chains. It's absolutely real. We are among the last nations probably to be hit hard by it, just because of our geography.
All right, Mike, join me again tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight, 8 a.m. Central. Infowars.com/show. Newswars.com. Hey, wherever you get your tumor, get it. We have one of the best, InfowarsTour.com. By the way, we're like Mike pointed out last week, I appreciate this. People are calling us going, I'm not ordering for you now that it's 6 weeks. The food is 6 weeks. That's a private vendor we drop ship. We're ready to ship within 24 hours on any of the products, all the super silver products, all the turmeric, all the X2, all the X3, InfoWarsStore.com. That funds the operation. But the turmeric is selling out quickly. It's super high quality. So that's all shipped out within a day, unless it's the weekend. Then it's 3 days. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, Mike Adams. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't tell folks about the show. Bill Gates thanks you for it.